Thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight we can just stand in awe of your presence, Lord. Thank you that we can know that you are the one that was from the beginning, and you will be the one that is still until the end, Lord. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, to say, Lord, that without your presence, Lord, we are nothing. And Lord, we worship you tonight, Lord. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for sending Jesus to this earth to come and open our eyes so that we can see your love, Lord. And right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just speak to each heart sitting here in front of me. I say thank you, Lord, that your light, the light of the gospel, will come and shine in each one of their hearts. In Jesus' name, Lord, I speak it right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, band. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be back, to see lots of new faces. All the first years, you are so welcome. Yeah, I really just want to say that. Let's just give them another round of applause. Come on, guys. And, just quickly turn to the person behind you or next to you. If you haven't met him yet, just say welcome to him. Say, Jesus loves you. You are blessed. We have some special friends from Austria. We are so happy that you are here as well. But tonight is about the first years, and we just want to say that so far we love people, and we are so happy that you are here with us tonight. We're excited for your life. We know that God has plans for your life, and that He has a destiny for your life. And so it's really exciting. For those who do not know me, my name is Jacobus. And I love Jesus a lot, and I work at the church, and we had an awesome first years camp. Can we just give Jesus a clap for the awesome camp we had? Yes, that was amazing. I really had, you know, that feeling when you go home, when you go to your home after a camp, you know that feeling that you have when you know you miss someone, but you don't know really who that is, like, I had that after, we call it Missions Blue, but for 2 days after the camp, because it was just so great, and I'm so glad to see the guys of the camp here tonight. Yes, so I want to speak tonight. I don't really know exactly what the Lord wants to do tonight. While I was preparing for tonight, the Lord gave me word, but He didn't really give me the rest. We'll just see how the Holy Spirit leads us. I mean, I don't have anything to say to you. It's only the Spirit in me, the God that speaks. So I really just want you to open up your heart for what God wants to do tonight. I really believe He has a word for us tonight. I think He wants to come and do great stuff in our life tonight. Okay. So I want to speak to us about the light of the gospel. And, the light of the gospel. We all know that we need light, okay? If we don't have light, we cannot see, we cannot read, we cannot, there's lots of stuff we cannot do if we don't have light, okay? Like, let's say this place is dark and there wasn't the sun outside, then you could not see me, okay? And that would be maybe good for me, but for you guys, it won't be so good. But with Eskom, we also see the struggles if there's not light. Who can agree with me? The load shedding these days. You just want to watch television, or you just want to, I don't know, make a cup of coffee, and then there's load shedding and there's no electricity, then it's really bad. So electricity and light is really important for us. And Scripture is so clear. I love Scripture because it speaks so much about light and life and darkness. And Jesus came to bring us light. He came to show the light to us. So let's read in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 to 6. Okay. Are you guys still ready? Are you ready? Are we going? Yes. Okay, therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Wow, isn't this scripture so amazing? Yeah, this scripture, it speaks about the glory of God. It speaks about Jesus. It speaks about God bringing down Jesus to this earth to come and reveal the love, to reveal Jesus to us by sending God to this earth. Now, before I go on with my sermon, I have something here for someone who's hungry tonight. Let me see that. First years, who's hungry? Anyone? Okay, I have a Steers burger here for anyone, eh? It's really nice. Let me just look. It's a beef burger. It's really nice. So, who is hungry tonight? Okay, Iodia, you're always hungry. I'm joking! Okay, Iodia, you can get this burger, eh? But there's one thing that you have to do. You must come to get this burger. But somebody has to close your eyes in order to get this burger. Or if we have a scarf or something, you can wrap it around their eyes. Het iemand te sarp? Huh? Oh, say Etienne. Okay, now guys, we must all shout at her when she's coming to the front. We must try to give her like instructions to get this burger. Okay, but she's not allowed to look. You must close your eyes here. Are you ready? Okay. Start shouting. Shout louder. Everybody scream. Ah! Ah! Left, left, left. Right, right, right. Go right. Go straight, go straight, go straight. Lift, lift. Lift. Let's give her a hand. Woo! Thanks, Iodia. You were awesome. Okay. So, why did I do this funny drama? It's because you can really have, you can enjoy it, Iodia. You can sit there and enjoy every bite of that burger, okay? You've earned it. Great stuff. Okay. I've done this because, you know, when we do not walk in the light, we walk in darkness, okay? And it was really difficult for her to get to the burger because she was blind. She couldn't see, she couldn't see the price, she couldn't see the burger. And all of us were shouting at the same time, and that made her really confused to get to the burger. Am I right if I say that, okay? Because I wouldn't ever be able to get here, because if you're dark, if it's blind and you cannot see, then it's really difficult. And that is how we are when we walk in darkness, okay? Let's read a scripture in Matthew 6, verse 22. It says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Okay, so let's just think. Scripture is like really practical. It says, if your eye is bad, how bad is that for you? You cannot see. But now just imagine if your inner man, the your spirit, your heart is also dark. Nay, How great is that darkness? Guys, and this is what happened to us. This is who we are. Before Jesus came into this world, we were in darkness, complete darkness. What was the first words God said in the Genesis? Who can say? Let there be light. Because if there's darkness, there's no light. And our hearts was in such a state. Before we knew God, before we came into salvation, our hearts was full of dead. It was full of darkness. It was pitch black. It was so ugly. Scripture says that our heart was deceitful above all things. Because everything that comes out of our heart is just full of darkness. It's just full of darkness. Because if your heart is full of darkness and you live in darkness, you will listen to what everybody tells you. And you will fall into the trap of this world. You will fall into temptation. You will fall into sin. You will do all these things of the world because your heart is hard. Your heart is hard. And that's not cool. Who agree with me? That's not cool. Tell your neighbor, that's not cool if you are in darkness. Okay, John 11 verse 10 says, but if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Now the devil came. He came to blind us so that we cannot see the truth. And that is not, he brought all the things of this world into, all the temptations, all the systems of this world, because the devil he's the lord of this world. Do you know that? He brought all the temptations and all the sin. So if we walk in the night, as the scripture says, we stumble because the light is not in us. And that's one thing that the devil came to do. He really came to blind us. Like Iodia was blinded, she could not see. She could not see where the burger is. She could not see where I am even standing. And that's exactly what the devil came to do in our lives. Yes, you can be a Christian and you can still be blinded for some things in your life. Because that is what the devil do. He comes to close our eyes so that we cannot see the truth, so that we cannot see the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the love, everything of that. That's what the devil, he just wants us. You know the Jews, who knows what, who were Jews? We had like a Jew in our church. But he came to salvation, yay! You can speak afterwards into his testimony, it's really cool. But what happened to the Jews is because the devil, the Lord actually, he placed a veil in front of their eyes so that they cannot see the truth. How sad is that? Because they didn't want to listen to God. And they didn't want to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Okay, so Satan came and he blinds us. And he brought lots of blindness in our life. And I want to tell you guys that if there's temptation in your life and sin in our lives and our hearts is in darkness, then I have good news tonight. Because Jesus, he is the light. And he wants to come. The Lord told me this afternoon that he wants to come and shatter darkness in our life. He wants to come and bring light into our hearts, in that very places in our hearts that is still full of darkness, that is still full of evil. Okay. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen. Jesus is this light, guys. Jesus says, come. He has an invitation. He says, come. Come, guys, listen. I am the light. Arise, shine, stand up. Look at me, for I am your light. I want to bring light into your darkness. I want to bring light into that areas in your life that is still full of sin. That those areas in your life that you still struggle with, that temptation, that hurt, it can be anything. Jesus says, listen, arise, come on, listen. I am the light. I want to shine my light into your heart so that that temptation, so that hurt, so that sin can be done away with, so that you can live in light, so that you can live in the fullness of God. Yo, that's so exciting. John 12 verse 44 to 46 says, then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. I want to share just a short part of my testimony. In in grade 9, I went on a mission trip to Mozambique. Just hold on. I went to a mission trip in Mozambique in grade 9. And before that, I know Jesus. I knew Jesus and I knew about him. And I loved him also. But I didn't have this passion for Jesus. And I went on this mission trip. And there, the Lord really came to meet me. He was like, boom, here I am, Jacobus, all in my face. And the gospel just opened for me. The cross opened for me. Everything just opened for me. And I did it. Oh, it was just amazing. And I remember I came back from that mission trip. And it was in the June, July holidays. And I came back to school. And I was so on fire for God. You got, I was just like, the first morning when we had register, I jumped up on the table and I preached to the guys in my class and I say, listen guys, Jesus loves you. He died for you on the cross. He wants you to love him. I was so on fire. I couldn't put down my Bible. I walked with my Bible in my suitcase on the school grounds. And whenever I had a chance, I would just like pick up my Bible and I would read it. I remember my one friend said to me, hey, Jacobus, I think you're a bit over... You're a bit too much now with the Bible reading. And I just said, no. And it was just so amazing. You know, when you read scripture and the words just pop out. Have that happened to any one of you? You just can't put down the Bible. You know, and that is what happened to me. I got baptized as well on that mission. And it was just so amazing. Because what happened? The light came and it shined in my heart. The light of the gospel, the light of the glory of Jesus Christ, it came and it came to shine into my heart. It's not something I can do. It's what Jesus has done for me on the cross. It's because what Jesus has done for me on the cross, it came into my heart. It became my revelation. It was just not something just that I knew. I knew Jesus died on the cross and I knew he rose from the dead. What happened was that light, the light of Jesus Christ came and shine into my heart. And my life was changed completely. It was changed completely from that moment on. Because what does light bring? When the light of God, when the light of Christ shines in our heart, our eyes open for the truth. Amen? Because we were in darkness, remember? When we were in darkness, we couldn't see the truth. We couldn't know the truth. Because our eyes were blinded. We were in darkness. But as the moment when the light of Christ, the light of His glory comes into our hearts. Our eyes open. Our eyes open our hearts. We can become alive. Guys, we become alive when that light shines into our hearts. We are dead when we are in darkness. I want to tell you that. When we are in darkness, we are slaves. We are slaves to this world. We are slaves to sin. We are slaves to lust. We are slaves to everything that is from the devil. We are a slave of the devil. But as the moment when the light of Christ comes into our hearts, we become sons of the light. We become sons of God. We become sons and daughters in His kingdom. Then we move from the darkness of light, the kingdom of darkness, to the kingdom of light. And that is where we are. And that is the greatest place to be. And some of you, I really believe that tonight, God wants to come and shine that light into your heart, in each one of your hearts. Because the moment that light comes, you know what comes with it? An inheritance. Guys, I am so rich. I am just the richest man on this earth. Can I just say why? Because God is my Father. And He has the most greatest inheritance that He gave for me on the cross. The most greatest precious inheritance that anyone can give. He gave it to us. And guys, it's time that we take that inheritance and say, thank you, Lord. I want to live in that inheritance. And part of that inheritance is our freedom. It's joy. It's life. We're not made to be in darkness where we are so full of sadness and depressed and this one and that one. When we are in the light, it is life, guys. When we are in the light, there's freedom, there's joy, there's liberty. There's deliverance in the light, guys. And that is what we have made to, that is our inheritance. And part of, to be in the kingdom of light is to say, yes, Lord. I say, yes, Lord, for your inheritance. I say, yes, Lord, to be part of that kingdom of light. Amen. And we do not want to be in the kingdom of darkness because that is really bad and that's not good. And I've been there. But as soon as the light of the gospel came into my heart, it changed. It changed completely. Because Jesus came to this earth, and we know the story. But that's a problem. We just think it's a story. But Jesus came to this earth to reveal one thing for us. And that is to reveal the love of the Father for each one of you sitting here tonight. He didn't come for his own pleasure. I don't think anyone will just come to this earth, sit next to the hand of God, come to this earth, die on a cross. He came to say to us tonight that, guys, look at me. He's telling us tonight, guys, look at me. Look at Jesus. Because when you see Jesus, you see the Father. When you see Jesus, you see freedom. You see forgiveness. You see life. Stop looking at the world and stop looking at the darkness and your circumstances and your situations. Come into the light and Jesus will sort it out. He will bring that freedom. He will bring that deliverance for us. So we have to move away from the darkness. We have to say, Lord, I'm finished with the darkness. I want to come into your light. Let's look in Acts 26, verse 18. There Paul he spoke and he said, Jesus came, he came to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. See, as soon as we move into the light, we step away from the power of Satan. That power of Satan is broken in our lives when we are in the light. Wow. And we receive forgiveness of our sins and that inheritance. And it's all by faith. Guys, we must do it by faith. We say, Lord, by faith, I walk from this darkness into the light. And that's so cool. Yes. Ephesians 5, verse 13 to 14. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See, at the moment the light of God comes into our life, it exposes our sins. It exposes our failures. It exposes those things that no one really knows about. Because that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, stop living in darkness. Stop living with all that things in the dark, but come into the light. Come into the light. I want to expose. The Lord wants to come tonight to expose, not before people, but he wants to come and expose your heart before him. Tonight, God is going to touch your heart, and he's going to expose those things in your heart that is so dirty. Because we need to have that exposure. No, we need to have that exposure of how bad we are, of how sinful and how dark our hearts is in order for the light to come and to give us that revelation of the light. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 5. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. This is now our identity. When we come into the light, we are sons of God. We are sons of the light. We are not anymore of the darkness. And we need this revelation that Jesus came to reveal the Father to us in dying on the cross. He came to show us the truth. Jesus came to open up the way for us so that we can enter into the truth, so that we can enter into this life. Guys, and this is, I want us to start this year with this, Lord, with this revelation of Jesus, this revelation of his light in us. We're not made to walk in darkness. We're not made to walk in sin and in lust and in all that stuff. We are made to live in the light, guys, because where there's light, there's freedom. Where there's light, you can see. And Jesus came to let us, he came to let us see the Father. He came to let us see, his life dying, hanging on a cross. That's why Jesus came. for one purpose, so that our eyes can be opened, so that our hearts can be opened to receive Him in our hearts, so that our eyes, when our eyes is open, we can see Him. We must see Jesus, and that's why Jesus came, so that we can see Him, so that we can see the fullness of Him, the fullness of Jesus Christ. One John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. God gave Jesus for us, so that we can come into this, so that we can have fellowship, so that our joy can be complete. I've seen many, there's many times in my life that I really can see how when the light of the gospel comes into someone's heart, he changes completely. Many mission trips I've been to, many places I've seen, many people that I've seen that accepted this gospel in their lives, that accepted this light in their hearts, their lives changed completely. Because you know why? The gospel isn't complicated. The gospel is easy. It's there for us to understand. It's there for us so that we can know it, so that we can understand it. Jesus came to come and give us this gospel. He says, come guys, I am the light of the world. If you want to know where you must go, come to me. If you want to know where you must run to me. If you want to know what you must do, come to me. I am your light. I want to give you light. Light in your situations, light in your circumstances, light in your problems, in every aspect. He wants to come and give you light. He wants to come and show you the way. He wants to come and show you the truth. That's why Jesus came, guys. I want to tell you that tonight. That is our inheritance, is to know Jesus, is to know the love of the Father through what Jesus came to do for us on the cross by giving His life so that we can have life. And that is so important for us to walk in the light. And we as shofar, we love it when we walk in the light. And part of walking in the light is to have accountability in our lives, is to be planted in a church, it's to go to small groups. All of that things God has placed in our life so that we can walk in the light. Amen. I just want to encourage us tonight with that. This is a free invitation. And I know that there's some of us here tonight that our hearts is, there is light in our hearts, but not, there's still darkness in our hearts as well. And tonight the Lord wants to come and remove that darkness. He wants to come and shatter that darkness. He wants to take it out. He wants to break that darkness so that the complete fullness and the knowledge of Jesus Christ can come into our hearts. Because that is the heart, that is God's desire. His desire for us is to know Jesus, to know His fullness in completion. Is that a word? Yes. To know it in completely. That is His heart for us. So I just want us all to stand tonight. Just there where you're sitting. And I just want everyone to close their eyes now. And I want you to bring your heart before God tonight. And just say, Lord, here is my heart. Come and reveal to me the darkness that is still in my heart. Just there where you are sitting, or standing. Just use this moment right now to say, Lord, here's my heart. I want you to come and show me those areas in my life, those situations in my life that is still full of darkness, where I don't have victory or I don't have freedom yet in these areas. Just bring it before God and let Him come and reveal Let this light just come and expose that darkness right now in our hearts. Lord, tonight we just want to come and say, Lord, that we want your light to come and expose any darkness in our lives, Lord. Because we need your light, Lord. We need your light to come and remove that darkness in our lives, Lord. Some of us here tonight, we are struggling with doubt. And doubt is, you're almost doubting that God is good and that His light can really come and to remove all darkness. Some of us, we have many questions. There's one guy, I think, specifically, you have many questions. Many questions regarding your faith and the Bible. And in a way, you're so confused at the moment. But Jesus wants to come tonight into your heart. You must open your heart because the light of the gospel, the light of truth, is coming to shine. He's going to shine that right now into your heart.